warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My name is Muhammad Azhar Sahil. Today we gonna talk we gonna have some podcast with my friends. So first of all, let me introduce our panel. So can you introduce yourself?
I am panel number 2, but it's okay, I start. So my name is Muhammad Zakon Isharuddin, and I am panel number 2 for today podcast.
I panel number 1, I'm Muhammad Hafiz bin Muhammad Zamri, you can me Hafiz.
And I'm last panel, my name is Sofia Khalida binti Abu Bakar, and you can call me Sofia.
So, Zakon.
Yeah.
Did you have some hobbies?
Yeah, I have a lot of hobbies.
Can you tell me some?
Yeah. One of my hobbies is futsal. I play soccer. But in that too, I prefer futsal because in here college I can play it every day.
So,
till the night.
Can you? What about your hobbies?
My hobby is volleyball. So we can interact with another friend to with a teammate, so more strategy to give.
Okay, what about you, Sofia?
For my hobby, I have two. I have first play badminton and netball, but I prefer badminton because badminton is use not many teammates, but netball it use more than 7, so I don't like crowded. But I still like netball, but I prefer badminton than netball.
Maybe you introvert.
Yeah, introvert.
That's right.
Actually, my hobby is also badminton.
Oh, really?
I usually play badminton at the college at KTM Kuantan. Yeah. So, can I ask you some question? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I try my best.
So, Zakwan,
yes.
Are you an athlete?
Yes, I am an athlete. I play a lot of sport since I was small, but the most I play is futsal. It is because my friend always asks me to play futsal in the weekend or either I have a free time. So I just play with them if I have free time.
So Hafiz, are you an athlete?
Yes, because I actually in volleyball. I play in my hostel, so we can get a new friend, can communicate to lot. So maybe in industry to another people.
So what about you, Sofia?
No, I don't. I'm not athlete, but I like play badminton because that make me my body healthy and my lifestyle is healthy, and that can release my stress too.
So you an athlete, right? So you always play with who?
Usually I play with my cousin or my friends, because if football we cannot play alone, so we need to play with somebody, either two or divide into two teams, equal 5 and 5 or 11.
So Hafiz?
Yes, I play with my cousin, my friend in hostel, and weekend I also with my parents. So together and many interesting.
Okay, Sofia?
What are the questions?
You usually play badminton with who?
Always play with stranger people, even I introvert, and I play with my friend and my
family.
Family, only that lah, because I have them.
Yeah, same like me. I also play sport, right? I like to play badminton. I usually play badminton with my friends or my family. My brother. I always fight with my brother, but yes, guess who wins, right? So yeah. Thank you. Next, I'm gonna ask you another question. So, have you represented your school in any sport?
Yes, I have been present in my school. That is in soccer soccer sports.
Soccer.
Yeah. During that time, I maybe in about 16 years old or 17 years old in my secondary school.
So, what level you represent for?
I represent in school level. Yeah. Jump more.
Habis?
I represent in volley, and I in my district, I number 2. Yes, that's all.
So you present your school in volleyball?
Ah, yes, that's volleyball.
Chess?
No. I want to think about my chess. My chess in the district, I get a number 6. Between 100
people.
Yes.
So that's good.
So yeah.
Good, good.
No stress.
So you are the top 10, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Sophia, yes. You're not an athlete, but have you represented your school?
Not school, but for my class.
Oh, your class.
Yeah, but I got number 2. But I think that is good for me because I'm not pro player.
Yeah. What sport?
Netball.
Netball.
Yes, but Peter never represent because that's okay. My hobbies, not my thing.
If you ask me, I also represent my school, but not in a sport like badminton or football or something like that. I represent my school in. Should we take
taekwondo
in? Is a sport?
Yeah, yeah. Taekwondo is a sport.
I have competed in taekwondo and I got a number 1.
That's a color.
What color belt?
Yeah.
What color?
My highest belt is in a red color.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, you're the same like me.
Almost.
Black. You?
Yes. Taekwondo.
I don't know.
Yeah, in my. 16 years old, I
all 4.
But no medal. Surprise.
Until now you play taekwondo? No.
Huh?
Until now?
No. So I focus in my study only.
I want to ask, is it after red then black?
No. After red you will get red and black.
Oh, combine two.
Yeah, yeah. Combine two. Okay, and after you get red and black, you get black and
but
black.
But so hard to make it.
Yeah, yeah. So hard.
To get.
There's a lot of training you have to do. So you have represented your school, right?
Yeah.
Did you get any medal?
There's a lot of medal I get in my secondary school, but the most I still remember is when I joined the 4x100 marathon.
What medal you got?
I got in the first place.
First place.
Time, yeah.
I would say but volleyball in number 2, so in district, so silver. So it may be so get me improvement and join another event.
Yes. For me, I got medal for long jump. I got number 3. Just one or two, I don't remember. And I get other what?
What is it?
No.
Now.
No.
Medal lah. I forget the medal. Other medal I got for netball. I said before this I got number 2 silver. Yes, that's all for my medal.
Okay.
Amazing.
That's good. Playing sport is require you a lot of movement, right?
Yeah.
So if you moving a lot, that means you maybe easy to get injured, right?
Yeah.
So have you been injured? Can you tell me about your biggest injury while you playing some sport?
For me, the sport and injured cannot be separate.
So, yes, I'm good with you.
Maybe, right? So, of course, I have injury in my sport. The one of the biggest injury is I broke my hand. During that time, maybe in about I am 7 years old. I play catch and tag with my friend. Then he speed too fast. I almost touch him, but I cannot see the obstacle down there. So I slid my foot and fell off. I woke up and saw my hand is broken. You see? This is the proof.
The camera.
The scars. Oh yeah.
This
is.
Yeah,
you can touch it. Yeah.
Wait.
You know. Yeah. That is my most. I remember.
So, how long take you to recovery?
In about half a year.
Half a year?
Yeah, because before I do my operation, I use cement, but in about 5 months after, it's still not recovering, so I decided to operate it. With doctor.
It must be a tough time for you, right?
Yeah, I don't play sport in half a year.
So, what about your hobbies?
My injury biggest so hard to me because my finger is broke because I play with my friend and suddenly I block suddenly there's a spike and my finger is cracked so I
very hurt.
I goes to hospital.
So how old are you when you
In my 16 years old, I recovery with 3 months only.
3 months, very fast.
Wow. So, what about you, Sophia?
For me, the bigger injuries when the spot, when my knee scratch on wood. When I want to catch ball, but some people, she push me. Then he push me that made me. Fell at road, say my knee is wet, crash.
Oh, on the road.
And then I cry very hard. That's my biggest injury.
That is your biggest injury.
And how about you? You have injured too?
Of course, you do, right?
Yeah.
If my injury happened when I play badminton, when I smashing, suddenly fall and my feet doesn't land properly. So, I broke my ankle. And it took me about 1 or 2 months to recovery.
Really
I have to stop playing badminton for a while.
Really wasted.
Until now you play?
Yeah. I obviously play badminton. So talking about injury, right? So did you guys have any advice or safety advice that we have to do before playing some sport?
Yeah, for me, whenever we play sport, we need to ready things like safety aid kits. Yeah, with us every time we want to play. So anytime there's an injury, we can like recover it with bandage or something like that. So what about you?
So kwan like recovery, eh? But I the most important is warm up, so we can reduce. If you injured, so don't very panic. So just warm up.
Okay. Yeah, warm up is one of the best thing we have to do right before we play sport. Whatever sport we have to warm up. So yeah, I agree with that. What about you?
For me, for the safety in the sport, I think we should wear clothes properly. Or we can use pad kneel too for like play football. I think they used to pad at kneel though, and as you did, I talk about wear properly clothes, right? You can use long sleeve. Can.
Maybe you buy at Shopee, right?
So much safe price. You wear
hair rice.
So not just scratching, right? We also need to wear wear properly, right? Yeah. Like for example, playing football, you have to wear football shoes. And you cannot wear some futsal shoes because it's different, right?
Yeah.
So
the futsal shoes is flat, so it's not suitable for.
Yeah. If you play on the ground, it's, you must be fall like easy to fall, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So okay. Enough for safety. So, there is Olympic game that happened just this year, right?
Yes.
So, have you watched Olympic games?
Yes, of course, I watched.
So, what about you? You watched Olympic
yes.
game?
I watched Olympic in this year.
Yeah, you watched also, right?
Yeah,
everyone watched. So,
yeah.
Can you tell me what sport you like to watch in Olympic?
The most I watch is the bicycle Kirin. Yeah, we know that we have our contingent.
Azizul Hasni Awang.
Yeah. Known as Rocket Pocket
Man.
Man. Yeah. But sadly, he get disqualified because there's some issue or controversy that happened to him with France player, I think.
Yeah,
because he cycled more than the pacer, so
he got disqualified. Right?
Yeah, very sad.
I also hear about Azizul Hasni Awang. Azizul Hasni Awang said this Olympic must be the last Olympic.
The last Olympic.
I think he wanna to retire. Yeah.
I think.
So, it's sad for me because Azizul Hasni Awang, the only contingent from Malaysia that maybe can promise us a gold medal, right? So,
yeah.
But
yes.
If it's got disqualified,
then it's sad news to us, right?
Yeah.
I think it's not fair about this year.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's the last.
Oh, it
yeah. So it must be make us all sad, right?
Yeah. He should get second chance.
Yeah. I agree with you. So Hafiz, what's what you
watch? I watch Olympic about football in Japan. So I think that I watch it can be improvement. So
right.
I
learn new skill.
There's a new skill about me.
So you watch Olympic so to you to get
to teach
learn.
Me
improve.
Teach you
yes.
something to learn from the Olympic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about you, Sophia?
For me, I watch gymnastic and of course badminton. Set my hobby, right? So I think I watch badminton. Of course, Lee Zijia is a single player for badminton, and he represent to Malaysia and other people have.
To medal.
Okay. Have other people to represent as badminton, as we know, two girl and Aaron represent for badminton. But I just watch Lee Zijia.
Also for me, I also watch Lee Zijia because Lee Zijia is one of the strongest badminton player in badminton after Lee Chong Wei, right?
Yeah.
So I also watch Lee Zijia to learn something about badminton. And Lee Zijia got bronze medal, right?
Okay.
He gets bronze medal again. Yeah. So that's amazing. So enough for Olympic. What about Paralympic? Have you watched Paralympic?
I'm not quite watched it, but I know this one guy named Bunyao. Bunyao.
Oh.
He is our contingent in Malaysia as power lifter. And he gets second place in the first place, right? In power lifter as our country.
He gets gold medal, right?
Yeah, gold medal.
Yeah.
About Paralympic.
What about you?
About me, I watch Cik Li Hao. About contingent in badminton. So he got two medal in 20, 2020 and 2024 in this year.
What medal you got?
Gold.
Gold medal. Oh, so
gold.
Both year.
Oh, 22 and 24.
So gold medal.
He already gets two gold medal in Paralympic lah.
Ah, yes.
Wow. That's very amazing.
So if
so, I went a Paralympic this year. I was long jump. The present is Abdul Latif Romi. As you know, this 2020 he got gold, but this year he got
second place.
Silver, second place. Ooh.
Silver.
Yeah, but it's still good lah.
And got
medal.
Right?
Yeah, still got medal.
Yeah, yeah. So
how about you?
I also was
bullet throw.
I hit that Zulkifli before this get to break the world record, but the record doesn't count actually. Yeah, before this Paralympic. But in this year, he got gold medal.
Wow.
And he got not gold medal, bronze medal.
Bronze. So amazing. Eh?
Yeah.
Really.
He got bronze medal in Paralympic. Yeah.
Not believe, but
so he can, did you watch? You watch Olympic, right? Did you ever hear about the shooting?
Yeah, the Turkey guy, right?
Oh, Turkey guy.
Yeah, yeah. He just wear the spectacle and shoot like that. Like, I respect that guy.
Yeah, achievement, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people say that that guy is a hitman.
Before this, right?
Or a FBI agent.
Famous, actually.
What? I think you watch Korea Girl too, right?
Yeah, the Korea Girl also has what we call it?
Aura.
Yeah.
And the center, it like beautiful.
Yeah, she got the pose, right?
Yeah, she got the pose.
The pose that she make is really amazing.
And I heard that she has the doll that came with her.
That she get from Sun.
Her son?
Yeah.
You got number one.
From her son.
Number one.
Oh, number one?
She got gold medal.
Gold medal.
And the hitman got silver medal.
Yeah, number two.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really amazing. Cool.
Yeah, the hitman lost to Aura.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any idol in sport?
Yes, for me, I play football, so my idol is Mohamed Salah, because he is the Egyptian player, but he played in Liverpool. I really respect him because he is a religious man, even though he play football at the non-religious place.
So yeah, I also know about Salah. Salah is a Muslim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Salah playing football while he's fasting.
Yes, yeah. He's fasting.
That is amazing. Yeah. You running for about one and a half hour. Yeah, but why you not fasting? But he still can do it, right?
Energy to play, right?
So strong man lah. So what about you?
My idol is in volley. I don't Nishida. Nishida, yes,
right.
Nishida. In Japan.
I heard something about him.
Yeah, yeah.
So
can you tell me why you like him?
But it's a shorter, but it can improvement because I look that it jump so high and it can be fast. Suddenly it spike, and so I look in because that in be my improvement to get it.
So Nishida was a short guy, but she jump really high.
Yes.
Yeah. And he also get powerful spike.
So incredible to.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's what is amazing. Yeah, because you is short, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
But their team got made a lot.
Number two.
Number two, silver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What about you?
For me, of course, Liz Richard, because I always watch him, and I admire him because he has good backhand, as we know.
Backhand smash.
Yeah, and faster when to give up a ball. And then he's humble and
caring.
Caring. That's it. I think that I see to him.
Yeah. Lizzie also is an amazing man. I hear that during the Olympic, a lot of people hate Lizzie.
Yes,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Lizzie get so depressed and down. And Lizzie don't want to talk to any media at all.
Well, I know that too. I don't know what the media talk about.
Because they say a lot of bad things about Lizzie.
Yeah. Mm.
But good for Lizzie, she give us a bronze medal. Yeah. Even though people don't like
him. Still represent our country.
Even people don't like him, but him also give us bronze medal.
So he use the negative comment as a motivator.
Motivation. Lizzie is a great man. I also like him. So I think that's all for me. And that's our question. Did you want last thing to talk about something? Last word? Any last word for you guys?
For me, everybody should play sport because nowadays, even though e-sport is also a sport, so we can gain money from that.
That sport is healthy to another people, and we can improve our skill, new skill, so can get a new friend.
For me, you have to play sport, even a small sport like we must play sport because we need it can make our body healthy and can be stress and can get our lifestyle healthy. This for me, when you play sport.
Playing sport give us a lot of benefit, right? Can meet a lot of friends, getting healthy. But before you play sport, make sure that you have warming up. So a lot of benefit of sport that we get here. So I think that is enough for our podcast. Thank you for Zakwan, Hafiz, and Sofia for joining me today.
Thank you.
That's all. Thank you for me. Thank you for me, and that's all.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Bye.